Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 40 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. My name is Vexx, joined with your host, as always, Mr. Johnny Zero.
The people's hero, and I'm loving the sun, the surf, and the sunshine. But this blood, man,
Stop being a giant pussy and look at the awesome weather. My God in heaven. Complain.
Well, when your ropes are made of chicken wire and Grady's running everything, he's a crazy old man.
I got to tell you, now that we are in episode number 2 in Shady Grady's fucking alliance down here, they have changed the ring and put in regular rope for the TV Dads Wrestling broadcast 6:05 Eastern this Sunday night.
Yep.
We finally have an actual wrestling ring. The Springer Mafia is assisting us. But again, ladies and gentlemen, there's like so much that has happened. Yesterday, which was for you guys, but you know, it is the Saturday morning broadcast. There's a new TV champion, Johnny Zero.
Yes, is that going to stand? I know you're breaking my balls, but I'm saying, will that stand though, dude?
In truth, I really can't speak on it. I feel that the Supreme Leader's kind of corrupt, and there's a good chance he's going to support the idea. Why did he ship all of us down here to Haiti for recording? What is he doing back at the home base? He's running for the fucking the governorship of Ohio.
Yep.
I don't know, man.
I hear you, but there was there's different styles of wrestling, and this was definitely hardcore. And I mean, this is hardcore. This redefines extreme. This makes Red Foreman's, I've said it before, but I'll say it again, makes Red Foreman's Parking Lot Wars look like a Disney show.
But again, I want to stress to you that since what happened, our complaints and the letters came in for the Saturday morning broadcast, the ring is now an actual legitimate TV Dads Wrestling Federation ring.
Thank God.
TDWF sanctioned.
Yes.
No longer the chicken wire. There's an actual referee this week, so it's a different
really?
World. If we're going to have two broadcasts here, the rules had to be bumped up a bit, because let's be honest, they assumed that Grady would have been on the up and up, and the championship may or may not have been stolen from Triple B. He is no longer the TV champion. Mm-hmm. And B, there was no officiating on hand in any capacity except for a mildly, if not fantastically inebriated, Shady Grady in a rocking chair by the ringside.
Yes, with a big bottle of hooch or...
it's rum. I think everybody drinks rum.
Is it rum? I could have sworn I saw a bottle of nitrine, but either way, the fast count. I just wonder if that's going to stand when we get back. You know what I mean?
Again, I can't speak on it. You're a tabloid reporter. This is really your forte. You would understand how deceitful.
Oh, come on! That count was 1, 2, 3.
It was
a one count.
When in Rome, and the champion did decide it. I haven't spoken to him since they kidnapped Joni Cunningham. That was a bizarre scenario. Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that? What's going to happen?
We're out of the country, so none of the legality of the United States could possibly apply here in Haiti. Mm-hmm. I'm of the opinion that Shady Grady has some kind of relationship with local law enforcement. I couldn't see anything happening, actually.
What kind of relationship are you speaking of?
Well, I'm still in Haiti, and they're fantastic hosts, so I have no comment at this time. It breaks my heart that the greatest American actor and wrestler today in the TV Dads Wrestling Federation will not be joining us in Haiti. The Bloody Stash crew will not be traveling. But hard to kick off the broadcast, we do have the Trailer Park Express facing off against both of the Cleaver brothers and their partner, the...
Beauregard Duke?
No. Jack Tripper, whatever his name
is. Oh, Hero at Large, Captain Avenger.
Hero at Large, Captain Avenger. What's his name?
Hero, Captain Avenger.
What's his name?
John Ritter.
John Ritter. I don't like that guy. So John Ritter and the two Cleaver boys are going to face off against the Trailer Park Express. Peaches is back in the fold. At last count, Peaches was kind of assaulted and thrown away.
That's what I don't understand. How come Peaches is back in all of a sudden? After Gimposaurus, and there's this new Gimpazilla thing they're talking about?
Well, that's not competing today. So it's Larry the Cable Guy, who is Peaches, and one of the Gimps. I don't know which one that could possibly be. And Jeff Foxworthy. As always, they are accompanied to the ring by the most annoying person in the world, Jim Varney.
Yeah, absolutely. That dude gets on my last nerve, man. I don't know about you. And you know what I hate is when he comes up to the mic. You know, sometimes he'll come up to the mic and I let him use it. You know, because we want to entertain you guys. This dude leaves, like drool on the mic and stuff and, like, grease Like, what the hell is that all about, man?
Now, I got to tell you.
Unbelievable.
This whole thing, the Grady Alliance, features wrestlers who are no longer prominently featured in the TV Dads Wrestling Federation. Mm-hmm. On an undercard today, we're going to see Red Foreman, who's been missing in action for many, many months.
Yes.
Facing off against, you're not going to believe this, Peter the Great Brady. Really? Still in competition down here in Jamaica.
Wow.
I'm sorry, in Haiti.
In Haiti, I think that's a good setup, man. I mean, dude, you gotta look at the beaches, look at the skies. The water is nice and blue. We happen to be blessed to be in a nice area. We're not in the bad area or what have you. I'm just trying to make the best of it. You know what I mean?
Most definitely.
It's a different style of wrestling, that's all.
We're going to take a brief commercial break.
Yeah.
So please bear with us. We return. We're going to go to the squared circle, and we're going to see some wrestling.
You got it. Wrestling, baby.
I'm Jerry Springer, and I want to be your governor. Now, after sharing some specific solutions for our unemployment and education problems in this state, it looks like the nomination is finally within grasp, which makes what I'm about to tell you even more difficult. Some 9 years ago, I spent time with a woman I shouldn't have, and I paid her with a check. I wish I hadn't done that, and the truth is, I wish no one would ever know. But in the rough world of politics, opponents are not about to let personal embarrassments lay to rest. Perhaps like you, I'm not sure what any of this has to do with being governor, but maybe my talking to you about this makes a point. Ohio is in a world of hurt. The next governor is going to have to take some heavy risks and face some hard truths. I'm prepared to do that. This commercial should be proof. I'm not afraid, even of the truth, and even if it hurts.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the broadcast down here in Haiti. This is Shady Grady's Wrestling Alliance. As we go to the squared circle, the opposing team is already there. We have both Cleaver brothers. We have Wally and the Badger, formerly the Beaver, and they are joined with Mr. John Ritter, and they are going to face off against the Trailer Park Express. Now, Johnny Zero, we have upped the ante a bit. There's some more production available this week that wasn't available in the previous broadcast.
Yeah, there certainly is. And guys, it's crazy down here, man. This is like a psycho house down here. I don't know what Grady's doing, but we're. Oh, look who it is. It's your favorites.
Coming to the ring, weight unknown, from the back western part of the United States, the Trailer Park Express.
You don't mean Vern. Got a belt with one Vern.
My God, I hate them so much.
What's going on, Vern?
Varney, get the fuck away from the microphone.
Yeah, get away from his mic. Come on. Oh my God, he stinks, man. What the fuck is that? You smell that? Unbelievable. Get out of here.
You know what I mean? Hey, Burn.
Anyway, here we go.
We're going to go down to the squared circle. They're about to square off. I think we're going to do the weigh-ins. They're checking the ref. They're checking the pads. It's going to be an interesting day.
Yeah, here we go. Here we go.
All right, one fall contest is a six-man tag in the center of the squared circle.
Yep.
The greased-up Gimp steps in the ring. He's facing off against the Badger, who is the middleweight champion of the world.
That's true. He is. He is. He goes for him. Beaver slips underneath Badger. Badger comes off the ropes, hits him with a drop kick in the back of the head. I'm telling you, this guy is a new, with that mask has been enforced on his head.
The Gimp's a giant fucking pussy. Like, don't have some delusion in your mind that the Badger is, like, new and improved in some capacity.
It's still a 160-pound guy versus a 350-pound guy. I mean, that's still...
No, it's not. There's many Gimps. This Gimp is, like, under 200 pounds easily if you look in the squared circle.
Is it? Which
clearly,
Gimp? Is it?
Well, look, it's not big. Let's use your eyes, Johnny Zero.
Well, I know there's
goodness.
Well, we've heard all the stories about Gimpazilla.
There's myriads of Gimps. Now, if you remember when you were doing your top 10 list previously, or top 20, or whatever the hell you do, they had Gimpasaurus was ranked in some capacity because it was an unbelievable object. But it's a multi-wrestler of Ultron of sadness, so I don't understand.
I agree. I agree with that. Okay, Beaver's gotten caught now. He's working on the arm now.
His name's Badger.
Badger hip tosses him over. Nice amateur wrestling move. The fireman's carry there. Takes him over, got some rolled up. One, two, kicks out.
And Badger goes over and he tags in Wally.
Yes.
Wally comes in, a bit of a house of fire.
Yes, he is. Wally. Wally is lighting up the GIMP. Unbelievable. Everybody's going crazy for this. This is great for Wally, man.
If you watch Peaches, there's something in his hands. He's going around the ring. He has hit John Ritter in the back of the knee. John Ritter has fallen off of the ring apron.
Oh, no.
And Peaches just walks back around nonchalantly. Now, the ref has caught wind of something, but he doesn't know what.
Oh, no, no. Wally, you just got to... Oh, my God, and that's that bad knee.
That is the bad knee where it was replaced with cadaver parts, if I'm not mistaken, which you had said previously.
Yes, he's got dead man's knee on both sides.
Dead man's knee.
Yeah, well, I mean, PCL, MCL, ACL, and meniscus.
ECDC, all the good stuff.
Yeah, exactly. He's coming out, and Wally's still just punching rights and lefts, still working on it. Whips Gimp into the ropes, comes off. Standing dropkick, Wally, right on his feet again. Pretty impressive.
Wally's a good athlete. He tags in the Badger. The Badger comes right back over the rope.
Yep. Badger comes back in, and he's putting the boots to him, too. Stands up with an arm bar. Just an arm bar. He's got
Peaches him down. Comes in and kicks Badger in the back of the head and slips back out of the ring.
Oh, no. What the... Where's the...
Gimpasaurus is crawling... Gimpasaurus. The Gimp is crawling over, and he tags in the Velvet One.
Oh, no. Here we go. The Velvet One. Unbelievable. Look at him measuring his opponent. Unbelievable. And the fans, you can tell the intensity is there.
The poor Badger. The poor Badger.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And walking, circling around the ring, hooks up with the Badger. He's got him in there. Looks like he's grabbed the headlock now. Badger's throwing him into the ropes.
But
he's not. Is it Jim Varney going? He's still hanging on that headlock. Disturbing Badger's his attention with all this. Why is Varney over here messing with us, man? What's going on?
Please step away from the microphone.
Oh, my God. Get out of here, man. Get the fuck out of here, dude. What the fuck?
Leave it to tabloid reporter Johnny Zero to lose his cool and assault.
Well, I mean,
come on, dude.
We've been down here all this different blood, all these different, this hygiene.
You gotta admit, though, we have a referee this week. There's an actual ring with ropes. Yeah, it's stepped up.
I don't want any KY jelly and shit on my microphone, dude. I don't know about you. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. Okay, Velvet Elvis hooking up. Looks like he's going for unbelievable. A beautiful slingshot suplex with a float over. I haven't seen that in a while, have you?
No, sir.
One, two, Beaver kicks out. Badger kicks out, excuse me. And the Badger is fighting with fury here. Looks like Velvet Elvis has him again with a shoulder breaker. Shoulder breaker, measuring his man. You notice how methodical Velvet Elvis is working here? I mean, the Velvet One is... Look, I know you don't like the guy. I don't like
the
guy.
I hate
either.
The entire team. I think it's fucking atrocious.
This fucking guy can work, though. He's a good worker, though.
Sayeth you, sir.
Dude, look at this guy. Go and measure him up for the flying knee drop with the roll. I mean, he does it with such fluidity. I mean, I would like to see him and Keaton, to be honest with you. I think that would be either as a team or a match.
Well, no, they're evenly sized. I mean, Keaton would never tag with someone of such low class, but sure.
That would be a good match. Well, they were dojo participants with the students with Pat Morita.
Can you call the match, you fucking tabloid reporter?
What are you,
my
fuckers?
God in heaven. You just want to make lies and controversy.
Well, it looks like Velvet Elvis has Beaver up in the air. He's
That's a little amazing. I'm not going to lie to you.
He's dragging that head. He's dragging that blood all down to the bottom of the head and sits back and... Oh! What a suplex. What a vertical suplex, my friends.
One, two. No, he kicks How does the Badger kick out of Beyond
Me? Kid's got heart, man.
Or he's hopped up on the goofballs.
He's got to make that tag to Wally. He's got to. They've got him in the corner now. Badger making a tag. The Peaches. What the fuck is Peaches doing? Peaches with the chop. What the fuck is that? Is he going to set him up for Peach Cobbler? Peach Cobbler! He's going to the top rope for Peach Cobbler. Beaver's down. He's climbing up to the top. Oh! Balls across the nose. What the fuck are these guys doing?
That's disgusting.
While he's coming in the ring with a drop. Oh, my God. He was done. He was done there for a second. What the fuck?
Later.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Is that a DQ or what?
The winners by disqualification. The Trailer Park Express.
Oh, man. Oh, and they're going to the top again. More peaches. Oh, more peach cobbler.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner is the Trailer Park Express. There's a melee still happening in the middle of the ring.
Oh, my God. It is going crazy in here. Wally, Beaver and Wally whip peaches into the rope. Double drop kick. Shades of the Rock and Roll Express.
It's still going on. The match is over. I don't understand.
It's a TPX extravaganza.
They've actually won a match, though. I don't understand what kind of league that we're in, or alliance, where Wally comes in to save his partner. Yeah. And he gets a disqualification.
And what's with the strange high five?
And then where is Jack Tripper? Where is this fucking guy at? He's just gone.
I think that knee's gone, man. Here at large, he blew his knees out, body slamming the giant of wrestling, Fred Gwynn. I mean, the thespian. But unbelievable. We just saw a war. And why is Grady nodding to Velvet Elvis and Peaches and the Gimps as if he has something to do with them? That's pretty.
Well, the disqualification gives it away. It wasn't exactly a legitimate thing. I got to tell you, though, as they're cleaning up the ring and they're working all the athletes in the back, we are here in Haiti. Yeah. It is a breathtaking environment to partake. I am definitely sunburned, but I feel good. We're all hungover from drinking rum and banging weird women from foreign countries.
we're happy to be here. Man, pass me that sunblock, man. Yeah, dang, it is fucking hot. I didn't realize I was getting burnt like that. But it is, otherwise, I mean, it's a very violent sport. It's a very violent portion of our sport. I mean, would you put this up there with, ECW or further?
Oh, it's much further. This is a thing. Yeah. We are the most advanced wrestling federation on the planet Earth today. No one can compete with us. The great Vince McMahon has been trying to purchase this company in vain for several months at this point.
Right. Hopefully he's going to resurrect, football, in my opinion.
And he can just leave us the fuck alone and let us continue to have real American wrestling. In Haiti, I don't know, we're on tour. Now, I'll tell you, Saturday was so successful, and we're going to see how the ratings are with 6:05 Eastern. They're talking about sending us over to the United Kingdom, perhaps, and doing some kind of away sport there. Yes. I'm not really sure the venue we'd have to go to. It's definitely interesting.
Well, with Sir Belvedere and
we could go through the... Oh, yes, Sir Belvedere,
the British was it the British Commonwealth Welterweight
the
Championship?
The British invasion, if you will, of the TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
Yeah.
And then we can go through the Orient. I mean, they're talking about putting us on tour now. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I have a passport, unlike Johnny Zero. I don't get held up in customs. But what I do find is that when traveling, what is happening back at the HQ, if you will, the headquarters of the TV Dads Wrestling Federation, what on earth is the supreme ruler up to? We've seen a TV championship ripped from the hands of the rightful champion, Triple B. We just saw, I don't know, I get a leaning that when you're in Haiti, the bad guys kind of have their way.
Well, yeah, it would seem that way. Now, whether that title win stays, first of all, it has to be aired on television. No, Fox hasn't aired this yet.
They aired it Saturday. It was over.
They aired it already?
So now the ratings were phenomenal, so we're staying for 6:05. This is 6:05 Eastern. We're on the TBS station.
I can't believe Seaver is the world's television champion.
He is.
Triple B.
The ultimate stash, if you will.
Yeah.
With a tattooed stash on his face.
The self-proclaimed ultimate stash. I wonder what...
So you're living in a world where both Charlotte Ingles has lost her title and the Triple B is no longer the champion.
The Frontiersman?
And I don't know if you've noticed this, but the Duke of Chicago has not dared to travel here. Fred Sanford is here, by the way.
Fred Sanford's here.
In the building.
Oh, my God. You're not kidding me, are you?
I told you it was going to happen.
Ghetto Santa is here.
Ghetto Santa's here. Now, I don't understand what capacity it's going to be in. Is it him versus Grady, perhaps? I couldn't tell you. This isn't our federation, or this isn't our alliance.
Right.
But he's definitely here. That's going to be a
conversation. Right.
Our next match of the evening.
Yeah.
Is Peter the Great, who is a Brady, Peter Brady.
Making his return.
Who's now in the squared circle. No, it's not his return. This is where Peter came after he was disowned by the great Bloody Staff Corporation.
I mean, as far as televised in America.
I'm with you.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's been making his bones here for quite a long time.
Right.
And a recent addition is Red Foreman, who's now coming down to the ring.
Phantom of the Arena.
He is, actually. I got to say, John, in your opinion, your estimation, how's this match going to break?
I got to go with Red Foreman, just on the size and his hardcore abilities. And this is a promotion that promotes the hardcore aspects of our sport. Peter the Great, you know, you can't count him out.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a one-fall contest with a 25-minute time limit. In the red corner, Peter the Great Brady.
Oh, wow, what an arrogant...
He's a face here. He has left the Bloody Stash Clothing Company, and he's actually a quite fantastic athlete.
He's still got that...
In the blue corner, Red Foreman.
Red Foreman, there he is, baby.
He's all fucking chewed up. He is the Phantom of the Arena. He has that prosthetic face portion on.
That's true.
He's allowed to wrestle with it, especially here in Haiti.
Okay, he grabs a headlock. Grabs a headlock for the ring. Okay, Peter the Great with a back suplex. Unbelievable, but it looks like Red held on to the headlock, though.
That's a dangerous maneuver. You could have broke Peter's neck doing that.
Yes, exactly. Now he's going to the ring again. Throws up. Red keeps holding on to that headlock.
They're very evenly matched, actually.
I was surprised. I think I may stand corrected there. Peter the Great has come a long way since his last appearance on American television. You know, I haven't been down, you know, here to see all that, but oh man, with some chops, it's Red chopping, and then Peter's chopping back. Now he whips him in Irish whip into the corner. Comes out, and a nice backdrop. Peter is down. Now Red going, and this might be too early, man. He's going up to the top rope. Do you think this is a little too early for that?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so sorry. Please bear with us. We're going to take a commercial.
Stay with us. Oh, my God. Is he going to do that?
We could do this Grand Slam deal all summer. $2.99, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. With the money saved, a little trip.
So where are we going to go?
Who said anything about we?
The Grand Slam, now $2.99, only at Denny's.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Melee in the Ring.
Elbow smash from the top. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Red is really got him there. I couldn't believe that was such a high-risk maneuver.
I can't believe he pulled it off so early in the match.
Me either. But Irish whips Peter Brady into the ropes. He tries to close line. Peter does a roll down, duck over, and... runs Red into the ropes, schoolboys him over, rolls him up for the pin. One, two, oh, kicks out.
Oh, my goodness, Johnny.
Kicks out.
My heart stopped, sir.
Did you see that?
My heart stopped.
Unbelievable. Red Foreman and Peter Brady. Unbelievable. This is a pretty good match so far, man, really.
Most definitely.
Yeah, you know. Okay, Red Foreman picking him up. And body slamming Peter with authority. With authority, too. And looks like Red... Yeah, he shouldn't. He might be going to the well too many times here, in my opinion. You can't go up to the, you know, he's going up to the top rope. Peter got fired up there. Red coming
up there an awful long time.
Wait, and Red missed. Oh my God, Peter is on top. He's punching the hell out of him. Unbelievable. Peter is rolling him around into a Boston Crab.
Oh, the Boston Crab.
The Boston Crab. He's got a minute. What? Did he make him tap? Peter the Great.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner from submission.
I don't think he
tapped. Peter the Great.
And what is Grady winking at Peter Brady for?
I don't know.
Do you see that? Look.
Peter's had a phenomenal career down here.
That's right, man. You're going to bring me Fred. That's right. We're missing a little notch ring, some hoops.
What the hell is he talking about? I'm not taking anything away from Peter Brady's match, but that dude, he didn't tap, man.
You say that. You don't know. There's a referee in the squared circle. That's what he does for a living.
Feet away from the ring. I mean, look, guys, you watch on television tonight and the tapings, and you see for yourself, you know.
As you can see, Johnny Zero, ringside is Shady Grady. He's wearing wrestling tights. He's wearing his boots.
Yes.
He's climbing up on the squared circle. Do you know what's happening?
I have no idea. It's interesting that he's wearing the singlet. The one-sided singlet. Oh, my God!
Right?
Get Osana's here, baby!
Ladies and
Santa.
Gentlemen.
Ghetto Santa's arrived, folks.
From Watts, California.
Fred
Ghetto.
G. Sanford.
Santa.
The Ghetto Santa. And is that Archie Bunker coming out of the Uncle Slam? Is he going to accompany him too? This is great, man. I thought he was in the hospital. He has made an amazing recovery.
I don't know about that, but he's definitely here right now.
He's amazing, dude. It's people are going crazy.
They are. Fan favorite.
God, people love Ghetto Santa.
He's been talking
dude.
Some crazy stash. Clearly, they're facing off in the ring.
Did you say talking some crazy stash?
I did. I did say that.
Notice how we plugged that, folks. Oh my God, this has been coming for a long time.
A no disqualification match, one fall,
time
TV of remaining.
Alright, we're going to start with a test of strength here. I would assume the Ghetto Santa would win that. European uppercut to Grady. Grady back in the ribs, comes back. Oh, low blow to Fred.
Low blow.
Oh, my God. He's
Now, if he does a heart punch, does Fred Sanford die in the center of the ring?
I would hope not.
My goodness.
I would hope not. He's trying to get a suplex going on. Oh, nope. Fred blocks it. He's got that. Blocks it. Greg Valentine blocks it. Rips. Well, spins back around and into a spinning neck breaker. The Ghetto Santa has a spinning neck breaker. Gives him an elbow drop and another elbow drop. This is unbelievable, man. This is unbelievable. Picks up Grady and throws him outside the ring and is cheering to the fans. This might be a good psychology on his part. Remember, Fred has been injured lately. The original Ghetto Santa has been in and out of the hospital. Has he been cleared even by TV Dad Wrestling Federation to compete yet?
I have no idea, sir.
But in the Caribbean, I guess it's a little different. Okay, looks like Grady's getting back in the ring. I don't know, did somebody just hand him something? Okay, brings back the ring. Okay, he's got him back in the ring. Looks like Ghetto Santa's going to suplex him back in. Unbelievable. Who's walking out? Is that Bernie Mac?
No!
That's Bernie Mac.
Bernie Mac's coming down to the ring. Ladies and gentlemen,
oh,
we
no.
have to go to commercial break.
Oh,
please
no.
bear with us.
And, oh my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Melee.
Holy
Bernie Mac
shit.
Is on the ring apron.
Mac Truck Bernie. And
it's become a tag match unofficially. Remember, this is Grady's alliance.
Oh my God, look who's coming down the aisle. It's the Lost Cunningham.
No disqualification.
The Lost Cunningham. The Lost Cunningham brother that went upstairs and, oh my God. And they are jumping in the ring and they're, oh my God. This is just terrible. They're decimating this opponent. They're decimating him. It's unbelievable.
But Fred's not alone. He's got
Uncle Slam with him, but Uncle Slam's coming in the ring. Archie Bunker on the top rope. Double clothesline takes them both down.
Well, that's impressive.
That was impressive. And everybody thought he was done. And that's funny, and they got him, and now they're locking back up again.
Now, wait a minute. Uncle Slam is getting his hands on the Grady dust in the bag at the corner.
Yes.
And I don't want to say what he's doing with the dust, but he's ingesting it in some capacity.
I don't know about that. Maybe he's throwing it at somebody else. Well, you tell me. I can't see from this angle, Vex, from this angle of the ring. You tell me. Call it.
All I know is that Archie Bunker is a house of fire in the squared circle
yes.
and unloading viciously as we speak
on
Grady.
Grady, absolutely.
This is a no disqualification match.
Yeah.
Both the Cunningham and Bernie Mac Truck are knocked unconscious on the outside of the ring.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a colorful ordeal to say the least.
Oh my God, Archie Bunker is going up to the second rope and looks like Fred Sanford has got Grady and the Ghetto Santa has him in the suplex position. Has suplexed him up into Archie's hands, into his arm, his shoulder. He's jumping over a super power slam. He's covering him. There's nobody.
He can't cover
him. He's not in the
he's
ring.
He's not
that's
the
right,
gentleman
right.
in the match.
That's right. That's
it
right.
does. He can't do a
he's
pinfall in that
got,
capacity.
Well, he's got to pull. He's got to get Fred on over top of him.
Now, because this is the Grady Alliance, the referee is not counting the cover. He's not counting it. He's actually trying to get...
What the hell's going on?
I don't understand what's happening.
Yeah, me either. That's why I got lost in who was covering who, because there's no... I thought we had a referee this time. What the hell, man?
It now has kind of degenerated, formed into a full tag team contest, a 3-2 in the squared circle.
I don't know if they got the pufferfish dust. There's something in the
Archie
Lost
Bunker.
Hand.
There's
something. Oh, he threw dust into Uncle Archie Bunker's face. Archie Bunker
falls through the ring ropes. He's outside the ring on the floor. It is now a 3-on-1 endeavor.
Oh my God, this is unbelievable. They're just putting the boots to, man. Poor Ghetto Santa. Ghetto Santa's got to get that second win. He's starting
Willis
to shake.
Willis Drumming is running down from the back of the arena with a steel chair.
Unreal!
He goes into the ring and starts swinging it wildly.
Yes!
He connects with Grady. Grady flies through the ropes. Connects with Bernie Mac Truck.
Yes!
Blood is everywhere.
Blood is everywhere.
Where did Willis Drumming come from?
I know. He's there to stick up for the Ghetto Santa. Ghetto Santa is the king. Come see him every year, and he's not gonna...
You mean he came to see him as a child, Johnny? Is that what you're trying to
Absolutely.
Advise us on?
The Ghetto Santa is a folklore legend that actually started here. A good friend of mine, Chocolate Blue, used to tell me about him, and he was a hero that would come around to poor kids, and not just African-American kids, but white kids, too, and he's a great wrestler.
I gotta tell you, it's a colorful match.
Friend!
Grady!
Friend, let me tell you something, Friend!
Yes, Grady.
Oh, y'all dead, Fred. I got my night train. I'm going to get you. And that Willis, let me tell you something, Willis. You're hitting your real daddy, son. You're hitting your real daddy. And Arnold, you too. All be ashamed of yourselves. Y'all be ashamed of yourselves. Coming down here. I'm coming to the TV Dad Wrestling Federation. And you all gave Grady the short end of the stick, brother.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the
winner of the match from Countout,
I own this promotion,
Fred Semfer.
The Ghetto Santa has won. What the fuck was that all about, man? Holy crap, dude.
I don't know, Johnny, but it's amazing.
Is Uncle Slam and Ghetto Santa.
And Willis.
And Willis picking each other, going out victorious. You have Archie Bunker and an Uncle Sam getup, Fred Sanford and a Santa Claus getup, and Willis holding them both up together, and people are going nuts. I mean, what more could you want, man? I mean, 6 of 5 Eastern, baby. I mean, does it get any better than this?
And now that we're in this tropical paradise, we have real ring ropes. There's kind of an official. There's kind of rules. I'm falling in love with Shady Grady's little association here.
It's
his alliance, if you will.
I hear you. It's a violent place.
It is a violent place.
You know, especially after the all the action we've seen down here with the Clintons and everything. It's unbelievable. Do you hear that music?
It's a beautiful environment.
Do you smell that? Man.
That would be the ganja,
what are you
Johnny
drinking
Zero.
Is that you're drinking in a half of a...
I drink a water.
But it's water in a coconut shell.
I drink water, sir.
I know that, but it looks like it's in a coconut shell, I'm just saying.
I'm not a tabloid reporter.
I'm not making it up. Oh, man.
This might be one of the most relaxing 6:05 Eastern broadcasts I've ever experienced in my long years of doing professional wrestling.
I agree. 30 years, and this is our 40th episode, so...
Literally!
Yeah.
And I think it's interesting we're sent to a tropical paradise on the 40th.
Yeah. I'm digging it, man. I'm digging it. You know, maybe we'll go surfing later, man, or something. This is, cool.
I want to know your thoughts on the Triple B situation. This gentleman lost his title in Hades.
I gotta be honest with you. Triple B is one of the greatest wrestlers in the world. We all know that. You know, he had that... some of those matches with Last Man Standing, Tim Allen were just, oh man, they were just amazing. And for him to lose, like, every dog has his day, though, you know what I mean? I just was wondering if it would stand in the, there's a lot of little fine details in those contracts when it comes to the World Television Championship, you know what I'm saying? So,
speaking of which, what I find very interesting is breaking news for his first television appearance and championship defense ever. Later on in the program, we are going to feature the Ultimate Stash, Jason Seaver, facing off against the number one contender in Haiti, Beauregard Duke.
Beauregard Duke, nice.
Now, I don't like Beauregard Duke. He's a racist and an awful interview.
He's not a
but
racist.
But I must confess, not a bad wrestler in the squared
circle. You got to stop saying that, man. This guy is not a wrestler. Even on a merch table, he wears the reverse out colors of the Confederate flag, which is white. He keeps the stars and the bars, but he has them as white and black.
Oh, yeah, like a
red
racist.
Stars.
I totally
No, understand. No, man, he's not. Because that's what Jesse Duke and Luke were. He's trying to... He's saying heritage, not hate. Look. I know he's not the best on the mic, but the guy can work his ass off in the ring. And yeah, I assure you he's not a racist.
I don't care what you're saying.
I'm telling you, it's the truth. That's what's his
mama call him play, I'ma call him play. You're racist.
Well, that's... Man, God damn it, if the man wants to be called Muhammad Ali. Remember that?
I do remember that.
Then there's a respect his wishes. You know, respect his wishes. You know, terrible impersonator, but you know what I'm saying. You're getting your money's worth as far as wrestling goes. Wrestling.
So I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah.
Beauregard Duke has made his way down to ringside.
Yes, he is.
And this is the first ever appearance by our new TV champion.
Whoa.
Do you hear what I hear?
Is that what I think it is?
That's a pretty ballsy move. There's no way this is happening.
Oh, man. When they hit that break in that chorus, dude. I know. I can see your arm hairs are standing up.
Is Brady here? Did I miss something?
Here we go. Holy shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, the new TV heavyweight champion of the world, the self-proclaimed Ultimate Stash, Jason Seaver.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I don't know, John.
Is that Stashberg? Is everybody out there backing him up in the audience?
No, this gentleman is definitely a rogue musician. Not a rogue musician, a rogue wrestler. Yeah. He is definitely not in any way associated with the Bloody Stash Clothing Company or the Bloody Stash Crew. He is the self-proclaimed, if you will, the self-proclaimed Ultimate Stash. I think it's a travesty. I will not stand for this. I don't even know if I could be a part of this match, Johnny Zero.
I don't know either. Well, unbelievable. And Bo does not come out to his usual Born in the USA theme.
He's already in the ring, as we had said previously.
Yeah, I know. He's coming out cold, though. But this guy's a competitor. They go in there, lock up. Bo's got him already to the ring, to the corner. Referee can want standing five, two, three, four. Standing five, and Bo backs off. And then looks like Seaver comes back with a cheap shot, tries a cheap shot. Bo blocks it. Gets him up in the air. Power slam.
Oh!
A standing power slam just out of nowhere. That's kind of early for a power slam, don't you think? Hits the ropes, comes up. An actual leg drop. That's how a leg drop is supposed to be done, by the way.
Sure.
It's like an axe bomber. It's not like, you know, you're slipping.
Racists are really good at leg drops. I get it.
Make sure you tell your boy Hogan that.
The guillotine.
Oh, my God. Got him in the guillotine. And it looks like he's going for... A standing leaping DDT.
Ooh.
Unbelievable. Goes up to the... He's going back for the elbow drop.
How is still it all challenger so far in this match?
Because, dude, Beauregard is probably the best worker in the world. One of them.
In
my humble opinion.
As I roll my fucking eyes.
Oh, you're crazy. Dude, say what you want about his mic skills and all that stuff. He can... John Young. He can...
Talk like this, not directly. Talk like this.
Right, right. Well, what did he always say, though? He does his talking in the ring with his fists and his...
Low blow
wrestling.
From the TV champion. Low blow right into the nut shot.
Oh, that hit him.
And Beauregard is on the floor. Now, the champion himself is reeling. He isn't exactly recovered yet.
Oh, flying knee to the back of the head.
That's a
vicious
hit.
This guy, Seaver. Seaver kind of telegraphs everything, but... Here we go again.
But when you're dealing with someone as not smart as Beauregard Duke, he's not going to catch the telegraph.
Not smart as in what? His interview skills? Or well, whatever, man. So the guy didn't, you know, whatever. The guy didn't talk. You know, he does his talking in the ring with his fists and his wrestling. Is that what he even said?
I couldn't care less what he said.
No, I'm being honest
with you. I
would
ask direct questions like, hi, where were you born? I'm a racist.
did you actually...
I drink pig sweat.
Did you pig shit?
So I believe it was pig sweat, sir.
Okay.
I'll drink pig
sweat. I'll be honest with you. I'm not being disrespectful because I think the guys are wonderful.
Maybe
athlete.
Call the match. You're a fucking play-by-play commentator.
I'm telling you, but I couldn't understand a word the guy was saying.
Johnny, I got to tell you, people, please bear with us.
He's trying to do a butterfly suplex.
We're going to a commercial break. Please bear with us.
Don't you really want to know?
Okay, I was wondering who the father of my baby was.
All right, let's take a look. The Miss Cleo DNA test. I don't know. I'm solely searching for the father of your baby. Oh, it's the one that's very unpleasant, okay?
Okay.
And he's also the one that had another girlfriend while he was sleeping with you.
Yes, he did.
Yep, that's him. That's the daddy.
Okay.
But you knew that.
I wasn't sure.
I don't know how. The baby looks just like him.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, so you were in denial because he has a funny little chin, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, and the baby have that same little chin.
Oh, my God.
Whew. The cards can reveal things that you will never see by yourself. Call me now for your free tarot reading.
Call 1-800-980-8637.
Welcome back to the melee inside the squared circle. Madness ensuing. The world's television champion has turned the tide. He's making short work of Beauregard Gook. Is that his name? Beauregard Duke. There we go.
Beauregard.
It's interesting to say the least, Johnny.
It is. It's interesting to say the least. I don't know if he can hang with this guy working wise. I mean, this is a good match, man. He's got him up and now on a shoulder breaker, down the ring in the ring floor, and looks like Duke is coming off the ropes and.
It's madness, Johnny. It's madness everywhere you can see. There's bloody gentlemen facing off. They're on the ring floor. It's going back and forth. It's a tale of two tapes, if you will. A tale of two wrestlers. It's interesting.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And it, Duke takes some Seaver and bangs his head into the steel rail. Oh, my God. He's busted open. He is busted open. And Grady's like rocking in that chair on the side of. Why does he have a rocking
he
chair?
He looks inebriated as fuck. I think he's high as a kite.
Yeah.
This is the kind of environment we've been in. You're at this beautiful tropical
paradise.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That is the word of in question.
Yeah. I throw Seaver back into the ring. Beauregard going to the top rope, coming across. Seaver getting up. Flying lariat from the top rope. From the top rope. Covers him. One. Two. Three. What the hell's going on?
Ladies and gentlemen.
What's going
the
on?
The winner from Time Limit and still World's Television Champion.
What's going on, man?
Excuse me?
Unbelievable. He had him pinned. What?
Well, it's a television title, John. You've heard this before. You have a time limit.
Unbelievable.
The self-proclaimed ultimate stash.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jason Seaver.
Oh my God. And Beauregard is beating him up to the Rhinestone Cowboy theme song.
This is not his theme
song. Oh my God. Oh my God, here we go. Throws him out of the ring. That's amazing. That's amazing. He's getting beat up to the Rhinestone Cowboy theme song. It is a I can see your arm hair standing up, my friend.
I'm beyond livid. This is not a person who's affiliated
with the
Bloody Stash Corporation, the Bloody Stash crew, using copyrighted material that is not his.
He's got to be involved somehow.
Everybody knows that Mike Brady wrote this song in the early 1970s for his friend Glenn Campbell. This is just obscene.
Yes, that I've heard that is true. That's what these. That's what
this is before he was
saying.
In Star Wars. This is years before that. When
and before
just,
Jaws,
it's
too.
It's before Jaws, yes, technically,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. And exactly, Jabba the Hutt, everything.
This is just unbelievable.
Unbelievable. He's going back to the ring. He's bloodied, but he does still have the gold. He does still have the World Television Championship.
And it's official. He's had his first defense. It's the way it is.
Unbelievable.
Now.
He had him pinned down against one of the greatest workers in the world. you know.
Well, says you. I mean, we're in Haiti. Like, the fucking... The stakes are much lower here than they are anywhere else, let me tell you.
One of the matches of the...
It's a disgusting environment.
One of our... When we have our Banquet of Champions, I'm sure we're going to announce the match of the year. I bet you that Luke and Bo... cowbell match will definitely be.
But here's how I know it's a physical impossibility. This is not the TV Dads Wrestling Federation. This is a traveling road show. The association and affiliation is under Grady.
I'm talking about when. Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. This is a very shady Grady who's full of Haiti.
Oh my goodness, that's a phenomenal sentence.
And from Haiti, the country Haiti. But, you know, he's got a problem with the ghetto Santa. He's got a problem with, you know, he wants Willis and Arnold back.
Willis made it very prominently clear which side of the fence he's falling on here.
Absolutely, but he's trying to pursue this legally.
Now, I don't know if you know this, but Philip Drummond is a profound athlete in this little area.
Yeah, and have you noticed there was no... He's been jumped. Did you know? Maybe that's why Willis came down. Have you noticed there...
Oh, he might be in the hospital. That's a good point, sir, and they're nursing him back to health.
Yeah. I mean, like, did you notice we saw no Philip Drummond? At all.
Not 2 weeks we've been here. We have two programs that were like aired. We have the Saturday morning broadcast. Yeah. We are now 6:05 Eastern. This is the 40th episode of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast.
40th anniversary.
So I got to tell you, now we're going to recap the night's events, if you don't mind, sir.
Absolutely.
We had that weird six-man match in the beginning of the night that featured the two Cleaver brothers and Jack Tripper, who is not a good athlete anymore. The leg's blown out. He was useless. Facing off against the Trailer Park Express, quite possibly the bane of my existence.
You talk stuff on Captain Avenger, but, you know, remember, this is the man who was the first man to body slam the Giant. And now
a thousand years ago. Well, like, my God, I had hair once. What's your point, Johnny Zero? I had a beautiful pompadour, if you will.
Yeah. Well, I'm saying that he's more of a trainer now, and he's more of an administrative role. And I mean, how do you think Beaver became the Badger?
But if you're going to climb into the squared circle and compete, you should be able to compete. You can't complain about being a trainer and you're too old and you're too beat up.
I would agree, but
that's not fair.
He's not a crybaby, but he's just got bad knees, and that clip, they clipped his knee from behind. You saw that. That would have, you know, knees aren't meant to bend that way. So
I got to tell you, this has been a very successful 6:05 Eastern broadcast. Yes. But all things considered, I can't wait to be back stateside. I want to get out of the sun. I'd like to shower in a normal environment.
Pass me that sunblock, will you?
Yeah, you say that a lot. I know. Maybe if you didn't drink so much, you wouldn't be so dehydrated and burning up in the sun.
Oh, what are you talking about? I'm not drinking. See that, folks? And who's the tabloid reporter?
You're a tabloid reporter.
You're crazy.
You can't even deal with what you do in this lifetime, so you drink your face off.
Oh, my God. Shut
it's kind of like if you were a hitman in the mob and they were following you around. You got to drink
asleep. Like your friends, hitman Tony Danza and Mr. Big Tony Soprano?
These are not friends of mine.
They are.
No, let me speak.
They're loosely?
No, not at all. They're associated with the Springer Mafia, the Supreme Ruler. Not a fan in any capacity.
Oh, my God. They are still associated with the Bloody Stash Corporation in
not
some
in
capacity.
Any capacity, actually. Any way, shape, or form.
All the wrestling fans out there know that.
I mean, you can't just make up sweeping evaluations and think that it's a real thing.
Broad sweeping indictments, is that what you're saying?
You're evaluating the situation. I can speak of the English. Let me tell you, Mr. Zero, I know what I meant to say. I said exactly what I meant. You mean sweeping indictments? You're not a court of law. You can't indict anyone. Just because you're inebriated in the sun, don't give me shit.
I'm not inebriated on anything. I'm telling you that Tony Danza, the hitman, and Mr. Big, Tony Soprano, are... You know, involved with Jerry Springer, who was in turn involved with
Mike Brady, directly by Jerry Springer.
The Bloody Stash crew itself.
Look.
And even the Ultimate Stash, the man had a tattooed mustache. He tattooed a mustache on himself.
Dude. He's not a part of it. That's the thing. Here's the
World Television Champion.
When you surpass the fame of Brad Pitt, as Mr. Brady obviously has, there's a lot of people in the world who emulate you and want to be like you. It's not his fault. This happens every day. Like, look at you, for instance. You have that whole, like, weird frizzy hair thing happening.
Oh, stop.
You're trying to become Mr. Brady, and it's adorable, but you can't grow a mustache, which is sad. bad, I'm sorry to say, but if you could, it would be nice, and you could then grow a bloody stash, and you could be a fan.
You're with the monocle and the magenta cloak, and the big collars.
Well, it's very warm here, sir.
Very Neil Diamond-ish. But anyway, I don't know what's going to happen now. He has the world television title. Does that mean he's going to be officially in the American version chapter, if you will, of the Bloody Stash crew, the BSC?
Oh, not at all. I can definitively say that, and that's a falsehood. For real, he's not associated. He just wants to be associated. I mean,
I thought too.
I suppose he could buy his way in, but let's be honest, who's wealthier than America's most successful actor? not this guy, Mike Seaver.
Well, he is the world television champion.
Remember,
he's the best wrestler on television.
I remember that members of the Bloody Stash crew set Mike Seaver's face on fire because he was such a wannabe, and it was so disturbing.
I agree.
So it isn't like he's associated. He's a fucking. He's not
I
even
don't think.
Underlay.
He was not trying to be in the BSC then, though, was he? This is after he's gone down with this hardcore.
You
promotion.
Were an athlete when you were in high school, correct?
Yes.
You ever heard of anything called a jock sniffer?
No.
They follow around the successful athletes and they want to be on their dick because they are unable to compete in that capacity.
That's still. I hear you. That's what
this man stole Seaver, Triple B's title.
Seaver is. I not arguing that point with you. That Seaver is definitely a wannabe into the BSC. But the point of the matter is, the man has the world's television championship.
Today, and let's be honest, Beauregard, dude, almost beat him. He was pinning him when the bell happened to ring.
I'm not even sure that the time limit ran out. Grady controlling things, but
that's a good point. I can't really say that. I mean, if you look, there's still 9 minutes left of TV time, so obviously things are a bit askew here in Haiti, but it's a very loose environment. I'm just happy there's real ring ropes this time.
Yes.
I'm happy there was sort of an official
Agreed.
Who kind of had power.
Agreed.
You're missing something completely. How did you feel seeing Red Foreman? How did that make you feel?
I was happy to see Red. Red's a great worker, great wrestler in the ring, vicious opponent, fan favorite.
Well, he's kind of the heel here because Peter the Great's the fan favorite down here.
I noticed that during the match, which I thought was odd, but
there was a face turn, if you remember correctly.
Right,
he was disowned by his father.
Yes,
because there was some situation
sure.
with the original middleweight title or not the lightweight title, wasn't that the
I believe so.
So that was it, and he was disowned. I mean, when you're blackballed. To the level of Michael Brady's power to blackball you in this sport, you wind up in a bastardized association of that federation.
I understand that.
It's like the minor leagues of professional wrestling.
Well, it's a different. I wouldn't go that far. I would just say that it is a different style of wrestling. It's more hardcore, and that doesn't make it better or worse.
John,
it's just a different
style.
We
had to bring them fucking ropes. Yeah. Tell me that it's not style. They didn't even have people counting. You have a drunk African-American gentleman in a rocket chair going,
What's
hey, friend, one, two, one, two.
Well, have you noticed, though, even the ones that the guys haven't heard on the air, have you noticed at the end of every major event there, he gets on the microphone and just talk shit on Fred.
On everybody, actually. Anybody listening, the audience.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird. There's this really violent.
Ghetto Santa.
The fucking crowds aren't that big here. It's like sparse, to say the least. It's an outdoor arena. It's a very weird setup.
Right. But, I mean, the fans were very energetic, though, the few that were here. I mean.
Well, the thing of it is, we brought legitimate talent down to Haiti.
Yeah.
And with us, probably their biggest gates to date.
Yeah.
But the reality of it is, it's just kind of like the fucking Grady crazy drunk show.
Well, yeah. But is he really pursuing this legal thing with Arnold and Willis?
I mean, how could you? Like, they're both over 18. They're no longer minors. You know, I'm sorry to, sidestep that for a second.
Arnold is, though, is he?
Well, this is the thing. On the TV program, he appeared to be small and tiny and young, but he was well over 18. So actually, they're all adults.
I see. Well, what kind of money is he trying to drain out of Philip Drummond? Because from what I understand, they beat Philip Drummond when he was getting out of his car with sticks. And that's why he wasn't at tonight's event.
And Philip definitely has money. Now, personally, I would like to see Willis become a competitor in the TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
Yes.
Now, I don't know who could do the contract for that. Now, remember, we do have a new commissioner. They had appointed that bastard
oh my
from
God.
Fucking Small
I
Wonder.
I forgot about him.
What's his name?
Ted Lawson.
Ted Lawson, no longer Ted Bundy. He's Ted Lawson because he lost his name. No, but Al Bundy's back, and that's a beautiful
thing.
Yeah, that
is a beautiful thing.
That's an upside, but I'm telling John, it all runs together. I feel like we've been in Haiti for a month. We've only been here for a week and a half.
Yeah.
But it's been in a colorful, interesting environment.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you know, while we're here, man, let's go surfing and just enjoy it while we can, and we'll come back and... Who knows? Maybe there's a. I'm hearing talks that Grady, you know, maybe they'll have. Maybe we'll have. I mean, we've seen the Lost Cunningham and
Mack Truck Bernie.
Mack Truck Bernie, right? They went pretty far in the Crockett Cup, man.
Oh, they're great competitors.
Yeah,
like, for real. It's just that this is where they're at. This is their home base. Like, they're not really a part of the full functioning federation. They're brought in. They're like, I'll give an example. I'm blanking on his name. The karate gentleman. From the Karate Kid. What is his name? Pat Morita.
Oh, Pat Morita.
So Pat Morita doesn't appear every week or anything or tour with us, but he's a wrestler all over the world.
Mr. Samurai.
To be honest, I'm a little... I mean, this is beneath him, but I thought we might see him here while we were here for these 2 weeks, but clearly not.
Well, I from what I hear, he's having matches with Ricky Ricardo in the Budokan. They call the Budokan the house that Morita
built. Then if you remember, Ricardo broke up with his partner.
Yep. Exactly.
That's like a whole ordeal in itself. Yeah. It's been a very...
George Lopez.
Killer Lopez.
What? Killer Lopez. What a piece of shit he turned out to be.
Most definitely.
Unbelievable. I couldn't believe he turned heel like that. I was just... Ricky Ricardo was definitely the...
He's a fucking landscaper. That's all he is. Oh, man. My God.
That guy is one of the best... Dude, come on, man.
I think he stole my weed whacker out of my vehicle.
Here we go. He's one of the best workers in the world.
You say that every day about everybody.
Beauregard Duke, best workers in the world.
Yes, he is.
I don't need to pay.
Yes, he is, but there's different types of workers. This guy is a capoeira. He's the Bruce Lee of capoeira. And you got Beauregard Duke, Southern Style Wrestling. You got, man, what am I supposed to say? This is the TV Dad Wrestling Federation, dude. We have the greatest talent in the world.
But I feel like we've had two programs that's a bastardized version of that under the tutelage of one Grady. I don't know what he did or what he offered to give this government.
He's got to
hold on governorship in reference to Springer that he's trying to get. How is Grady assisting?
I don't know. I think he's.
But why are two programs being filmed here in Haiti? How much money did Grady get for this?
With
the sponsorship alone, we have all these sponsors and on the commercials and everything.
I can't answer that question. I just hear that Arnold Drummond is supposedly showing up in the middleweight division with Badger and everything.
3 seconds ago, you said, "Is he even 18? How could he wrestle?" And now you're telling me he's in the middleweight division.
We're talking about junior heavyweights here, middleweights. So, like, he's just, you know, and I'm only speculating. You asked me a question. I'm only speculating that perhaps Grady has some legal, being their biological father. Maybe he has some sort of, maybe gets money off of the contract. I don't know, Vax. I'm just answering, you know, trying to speculate here. That's it's a pretty interesting, you know, situation here.
I think you have sunstroke. I think you're losing your thread. I think you have no idea what's happening. It's a very sad time.
It's true.
The tabloid reporter is just pounding rum. And he's like, oh, I'm drinking the rum.
I'm not drinking rum. I'm not drinking anything.
You know what? Stop. Stop bickering. Look to the left. Look at that beautiful... Beautiful paradise. Yeah. Look at the water.
It is beautiful. It is beautiful.
You know, I don't like Grady. I don't support his politics. I don't like how he treats his athletes, but I gotta say, he's picked a nice place to live in. This is where the puffer fish is residing that he needs for his special fucking drugs.
Serpent in the rainbow. Exactly, man. He's a crazy guy, man. I mean, I thought somebody dumped a gallon of, I said it before, a gallon of tomato soup in the ring, and it was human blood.
Well, again, they stepped it up. This is the 17th time I have to advise. Like, they brought a real wrestling rink. They brought a sound system. Yeah. They brought a referee. Yeah. It was a better than, like, I don't know. I liked it. I liked last week. Yeah. It was too brutal for my taste, per se.
Right.
But it was pleasant. I don't know, John.
Being here is pleasant, definitely. But the sport here is definitely more brutal, more hardcore, and I don't think this thing with Grady and Urban Folklore, if you will, Ghetto Santa, Fred Sanford.
Well, I think Grady has to follow us back to mainland. He's
got
to compete there. They do six nights a week here. Now, they don't make a great deal of money, but obviously it's how Grady's supporting himself. He has a nice property, I guess. Well, I don't know if he's renting or what.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know.
But if he follows us back to the mainland, then that can continue. Something like that could be a reference point for we get together with this whole, what's the rocket match and the battle royale with cheese. And
the Evel Knievel Life Journey Memorial Festival. The most amazing, spectacular thus far in TV Dad's wrestling. I'd have to put it, you know, on paper thus far. Now, we haven't had the whole card listed to us.
Well, we're only a few weeks away. It's going to start getting closer and closer. Now, the Duke, when we get back to the mainland, I think it has a few title defenses. He may not be the heavyweight champion. I don't know.
I was surprised he didn't. Like you always call him Charlotte Ingles. You always put down Charles Ingles. Charles Ingles defended in Haiti.
Oh, no, all over the world. Ingles went everywhere. There was Duke didn't bother to come down. So,
I don't know, but
the thing of it is, though, the Duke didn't bother. He's the champion. But if you see Triple B get robbed in the middle of the ring, maybe they had more respect for Ingles at the time.
Yeah.
Grady wasn't here yet. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been episode number 40 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast.
The Evel Knievel Festival is coming. Stick with us.
We invite you to please download the Podbean application for your phone and find this program on the Loud and Loaded Network. This is the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. My name is Vexax, along with Johnny Zero.
Johnny Zero. Take care.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening, and we're telling you to stay frosty.